iron ore and dry bulk cargo led the way. It gives the so-called salty ocean-going traffic what U.S. Seaway Administrator Craig Middlebrook says is incremental growth compared to overall tonnage a year ago.
It's definitely growth. Moving along, better here in the month of October, we're up 1.4%. That's what we see through the end of the year. I think it's going to be a strong last 6 weeks of the season.
Middlebrook says grain has been the most challenging this year, down slightly because of drought, but that's having a late season surge now. He says exports of low sulfur coal from the western United States and more steel demand from overseas are also good signs.
What we anticipate for the 2013 season is building on where we're at right here.
The Port of Duluth Superior handles the most salty traffic on the Great Lakes. Spokeswoman Adele Yorty says international trade can be volatile these days.
What China and Europe are doing with coal use and what their demand for steel will be over there. People talk about the fiscal cliff here in the U.S. I'm not so sure things aren't as precarious in some of those other nations.
45 salties have called on Duluth Superior so far this year, down from 50 a year ago, and half of the 104 overseas ships in 2010. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.